just won't get paid. These are the days when you wish your bed was already made. It's just another manic Monday. I wish it was Sunday, 'cause that's my fun day.
Smash the alarm clock. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Monday Maniacs.
Yup.
So how's everybody doing?
Groovy.
Good.
But good. They're up there. They're in the sky.
It's very rainy out today in my area. So.
Really?
It's been a couple degrees and beautiful today.
Yeah, it was 71 and sunny, man. We had to... Got the water slide out in the back and everything. It was great.
Well, I had to walk to the mailbox today to actually go get something because something finally arrived. My yeah.
I know you've been waiting on that one.
The mids.
Oh yeah.
But God help you.
The 3-hour director's cut, baby. It's fancy. I haven't watched it yet though.
That's exactly what we needed. Another extension of that movie.
Another 45 minutes added on that they decided to cut for the theatrical release that you guys hated. Hey, I don't care.
Where do I get mine for that?
If you remember, that was in the middle of my list for that year. I liked it.
Was it? Okay.
I didn't love it like you did, but I liked it. It was enjoyable.
Fair enough.
I think I'd rather watch the Snyder cut of Justice League because I haven't even seen the original release, so hey, fuck it. Might as well go with the 4-hour one, right?
Might as well, yeah.
There's like, this is like ending marriages, the debate on this movie. It's crazy, man, this new Justice League.
I'm not into the whole DC Universe thing yet, so I can't really comment too much. I can say this, though.
You know, it probably takes about a week to get that out of your head while you're going to work every day. Just another man. Then you get here, and it starts all over again.
Right. Oh, man, if I ever hear that in the grocery store, God help those people.
Oh, man, I would love to be there for that. Hey, speaking of, a couple of people commented real quick about the Midsummer deal. Nice. Midsummer director's cut. Nice crank. I like Midsummer, but I'm me. Yeah. If you guys do want to pick this up, it is available at the A24 shop online. I think there are a few left. So I happen to get lucky with the reorders or whatever. Uh-oh. And Dylan's back. We haven't seen Dylan in a couple weeks.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Rocking the Superman curl, looking fresh as fuck. There
ooh.
You go.
So, all natural. That's what it does.
Hey, here's
I just did not feel like putting a hat on tonight. As we fuck it.
Here's a new viewer also, it looks like. I don't remember this name. Brad says, greetings from Nebraska.
What's up, Brad? Hey, thanks for joining us, buddy.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you're about to get a ton of rain coming from south of, you know, from the Oklahoma area. It's coming straight your way, so be careful in Nebraska.
Oh man, we're sleeping. Hold on.
I left it for you guys. I left it for you right there.
It's like, damn it.
It's in there.
It's like slow pitch. I'm waiting for it.
Well, it's extremely slow pitch when I gotta scroll down like 500 pages to find this.
Oklahoma! Oh my ass meat.
Yeah. One day they will be the Tiger King every time you say Oklahoma. I don't know when. This is going to be no.
Well, if that if that's the case, then I won't ever mention that again.
Dude, you man, saying Oklahoma is like breathing for you. I don't think you could go 2 hours without saying it.
You know, I like my state, but I hate my state. It's a weird. It's a weird thing. You know. I don't know. I like the simplified nature of it, but when it comes to the majority of the people here, yeah, no, not for me. That's why I stay blocked up in my house and do shit like this with you guys. I like you people.
Yes. They're talking about you people watching, not us.
Right, yeah, yeah. You people on the chat side, yes.
Everybody's here. Yep. Everyone's here. Keep it going.
Let's say, speaking of chat side, we got to give our shout outs to everybody. Giving time for everybody to get in. Understand it's a little late tonight.
It's a late start. So,
here we are. We got James. What up, James? I'm expecting some very deep cuts from you tonight, sir.
Foreign alien horror film.
We got He's Tyrone. Dodes. Woo. Lorena. Woo. Gotta give him another shout out because it has been a while since he's been here. Dylan, you son of a bitch. And that's how it's gonna be every time from here on out. I want to beat that dead horse like a Mentos commercial.
Mentos commercials? What's all that about?
Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up yet. It's too early.
Well,
yeah, you wait.
Just wait. Somebody requested a certain subject. I think they may be pleased this week. We will see.
We'll see. We got Andy. Midsummer was good, yeah, but Wicker Man / Harvest Home.
Yep.
Patricia's with us in the house. Patricia, how you doing?
Hey!
Happy belated.
Happy belated birthday.
Yes.
We have Kiara. What's up, guys? What's up, Kiara?
What's that?
Make sure I got my shout-outs there. We did. So, we'll go on. I think you guys would get the video cut off if you included Peter Gabriel footage.
Yeah, if we go beyond like 19 seconds or something like that, it depends. It all depends.
Yeah, like so we can't even use Ash from Army of Darkness going, huh? More than 30 times because
do it 30 times in a 90-second span, then yes.
That was funny, though.
Brad says Huskers / Sooners, baby. Oh.
Oh yeah. Hey, I've got no dog in that pony show. Go Huskers in that case because I hate the Sooners. I'm a Cowboys guy. I'm a Cowboys boy.
Forgot.
That sounded a lot weirder than I meant it to be, but yeah,
a little bit. And well, like,
star on
you, mean you people.
You know what I mean by you people? I mean, no. I'm
Christy's with us tonight. What's up, Christy?
Wait, in the house.
She's a big horse. And, of course, the old C phase. Woo!
He's here. Woo! Now we can begin.
We can begin.
Well, you know what? I promised something last week at the end of the show that I would bring this week to put a nice bow on the David Cronenberg birthday celebration last week. It's the ultimate scene from my number one movie last week. As promised, here it is.
There you are.
There we
Welcome
go.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And Brad, Sooners Huskers, baby. Looks like I'm a Buckeye fan. Hey, that's no big deal. Welcome for joining us. If you haven't already, if you wasn't aware, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you haven't already, we'd appreciate it. And hit that notification bell. We got a bunch of new stuff coming up here in the next coming days. And honestly, I'm going to have to throw it to the old salesman here if he wants to go.
Oh, gosh.
I can't do it.
Let me run through it real quick. All right. Don't forget to check us out on Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, and all those other podcasts that you listen to. We've got some stuff on there as well. We've got some stuff in our store at DeathCurseSociety.com. We got face masks. We got T-shirts. We added one of the ringer tees that you can get now with the little stripes. And, yeah, they're pretty cool. I got one ordered. I think somebody else ordered one. Lorena, I think, ordered one recently, too. We got mugs. We got hats on there and some other stuff. If you do go to the store, don't forget to use our coupon code just for you guys. Thanks, Maniacs. We'll save you $3 off any order. And then while you're at DeathCurseSociety.com, don't forget to check out our options for membership. It's kind of like Patreon. You agree to send us a few bucks a month. We agree to supply you with some cool stuff that we think is cool. You can be a camp counselor, and the list grows. You can be a Crazy Ralph, or you could be a final guy. Oh, watch out, Zag. I got you there.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Yeah. Or you could be a final girl or guy. Lots of cool stuff coming with all that, including some free merchandise, some free exclusive members-only content and all that. And speaking of members, big thanks to our friends and fans out there, Chris Faze. These are our final girls for the moment. Chris Faze, Lorena Faze, Christy, Luke, and Tyrone. Thank you, as always, for the support. We do appreciate it. And, yeah, you may have gotten slapped with a bill over the last week or so, I think.
Oh, for God's sake.
Thank you for your continued support. Isn't that what you say?
They go by so fast.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was running a little late tonight on the way to the studio, and hot pizza right out of the oven. I was just trying to wolf it down, and literally the top of my mouth is hanging on my tongue right now. So if I happen to stumble through some words, it's awful. I'm not feeling it right now. It sucks.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's not a bad thing, because guess what? You don't get to steal the thunder this week. Crank does! So, pleasantries out of the way and such. You ready to give us your list, Crank? You ready to get this party started?
I won't have that much thunder to steal. I mean, you guys are a little more well-versed in these topics, especially this one, than I am, since I went through like a 20-year phase of not seeing any movies. All right, but yeah, I'll kick it off. I was planning to anyway, I thought. So. You want me to do the posters?
Yeah, because I have no idea what your list is. I know, I do not know yours, so I'd be...
Yeah, that's true. All right. I will take care of that. All right. Our topic tonight is top five aliens in horror. Sci-fi and horror have always kind of bled together a little bit. And this one's kind of a tough list to put together, but I think we've all got a pretty good list. I'm actually surprised by some of the deep polls on Zags, and then even some of the more recent polls, or one recent poll on Colonels that I was impressed with. But we get to kick off with me. Number five, I got two words for you. Natasha Henstridge, Species. I know it's cheesy, it's stupid, but it's kind of fun. You got Michael Madsen in there. You got the guy with the lazy eye, Forrest Whitaker. I love that lazy eye acting motherfucker. He's so good. You got
Alfred Molina.
Yeah. Alfred Molina.
They're in it.
It's a star-studded cast, and it's a pretty clever story, I thought. The sequels suck. Yes, I'm aware, but we all know sequels suck. This one, though, I kind of enjoy. I have to watch it every now and then whenever I happen to see it on. That's just the way it is. And, Natasha. So, anyway, I'll move on.
So just please tell me you're not watching it when you say you see it on. It's not on broadcast TV.
Oh, God, no. No.
Okay, thank you.
No, I'll watch the real shit.
I was about to get worried there for a second.
Yeah, at least you got the sock. I don't have anything handy. Dirty bastard. All right, number four for me, The Blob, the 1988 version. Yes. As much as I like the original as well, this one was one of the few reboot remakes that I actually liked better. Maybe just because it was newer and it was right around that time where movies meant a lot to me, the late 80s, early 90s. In that period of time, in my adolescence, I guess you could say, movies meant something. And this one just affected me in a way that I enjoyed. And who doesn't love Shawnee Smith? Who doesn't just want to think of her as a cheerleader? I'm starting to see a theme, and I'm starting to see a theme in my picks now. I don't know what's going on here.
So yeah, I need to look at the rest of the cheerleader. A lot of our younger fans probably see her as a former heroin addict.
That's possible too, or a pregnant summer school dropout. You know?
Yeah. That's right. I almost forgot she wasn't that. She wasn't that movie. Love that movie when I was a kid. I haven't seen
it. I love that movie, dude.
It doesn't hold up great, but it's still okay. Still has moments that are funny.
I watched it not too long ago, actually.
That is a great scene.
We're speaking of summer school, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about there. All right, number three for me is probably the most recent one on my list. I was one of the ones that really enjoyed this flick when it came out a couple years ago. And I thought it took a kind of a darker turn on a superhero story. It's Brightburn. I want more of this. I want more movies of this. I thought this was set up so well for a franchise. And I think they could have a lot of fun with this. I just want to see that little bastard grow up and be evil and be like a weird villain, like superhero. I just want it so bad. And I thought this first movie was very good. And I can't believe that's the one of the recent Alien films that made my list. But that one, this is why it hit me that much. I enjoyed it so much when it first came out. Number two for me. So many movies out of this series. It's hard to pick just one, so I'm not. It's The Alien in Aliens, or Alien, or even Alien 3, or Prometheus, or whatever. All of them. What do you call them? The Xenomorphs?
Xenomorphs,
yeah. The first one was great. The second one was even better. After that, they got a little convoluted, but just a great creature, kind of a multiple layer creature with the exoskeleton and everything. Just H.R. Giger's design of this is fucking outstanding. And then the face hugger, I mean, come on. That's just a beautiful, weird, horrific thing. And I love it that it's there. So Alien. Honorable mentions, another semi-recent one, but not too recent. I want to say 90s, but The Faculty. Yes, who did not ever think of one of their teachers possibly being an alien? I mean, some of them were bitches, but alien. Yes. Now, I'm not knocking teachers, but there are some teachers that I had growing up that I loved. Really helped shape me. Thank you, Mrs. Clow. It was a fun time back then. But The Faculty was one of those kind of, high school stories that worked, in my opinion. Again, I kind of wish they would have done more, except without Josh Hartnett. I got a little tired of him in the late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know. He was just in too much, I think. Maybe that was what it was. Another honorable mention for me, again, I think it's just inventive that if you're thinking of Alien, you think of like H.R. Giger's Alien or Ridley Scott's Alien. You know, sometimes you might think of E.T., but do you think of Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Well, now you do. I know, again, cheesy, hokey, just too much going on and kind of obviously a parody of itself in a way, but still fun to this day. I just bought the Blu-ray of this not too long ago, I think over Christmas, and Good God, it's too fun. Last honorable mention for me, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. We talked about this movie a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to go into it too far, but you've got that scream from Donald Sutherland. That's just wonderful. The rest of the movie, go watch it yourself. Figure it out. My number one should not be a huge surprise to anybody anytime.
Twin Peaks?
No. I did consider putting that on here, though, because there is kind of a space theory that goes along with Twin Peaks. I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory, but it could have, but I did not. But, no, I love this movie. Shape-shifting is fantastic to me, The Thing. Still one of those movies that holds up so well because this movie is timeless. The effects are amazing. The performances are off the charts and still real. I mean, they're a little over the top, but they're still believable. I could still believe those people hanging out and talking to each other and then having something like this happen that freaks them all out and sends them just scurrying in different directions. And the ending leaves you kind of wondering what the fuck was going to happen. And I like that. John Carpenter did well with that. So there you go. My top five aliens in horror. Woo! Woo!
Very nice list, sir. Yeah. Very nice list.
And yes, he did manage to steal a few bolts of thunder there, but I still think my list may garner a little interest yet from the pack here tonight, hopefully. But good list. I can't argue with that.
Good. I don't want you to argue with me on that.
Well, there might be some arguments. I'll tell you, I've seen Tyrone has his list. Let me go through his comments and I'll get Tyrone's list.
All right. And
here. Let's see. James. I'm not sure what I like more, the alien from Extra or the movie itself.
I can't even think of that one.
The mullet in the blob. Yes.
Fuck yeah, man.
Christy getting the blob tattoo in April. I would love that.
Him getting his face absorbed when he's like, ah, the cover of the box. That'll be the sweetest fucking tattoo.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's new, so. Lorena, yeah, the blob, a.k.a. Kevin Dillon's Permorama.
She has a thing about perms. I don't know what it is.
She's going to get a perm after tonight.
That's
She's going to remember how sweet that fucking perm was. I'm like, damn it. I want it. Patricia says, I love Summer School.
Hell yeah.
I love that movie when I was a kid, but I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Oh, dude, it's still pretty funny. It has aged quite a bit, but it's still kind of funny.
Christy, Brightburn was awesome.
Yep.
Loves the faculty.
Faculty, yep.
James, guaranteed to jack you up. I love Killer Clowns. Then Christy agrees. Hell yes, Killer Clowns. Good remake, both are. I was talking about the thing in the blob.
Yep.
Tyrone, Twin Peaks Space Theory. This may indeed be truth.
Tyrone just watched the show, I think, recently, so he knows there is a space link. I could have included it, but I chose not to. There.
Good job.
No. Very nice.
Christy, I have the Thing tattoo also. Sweet.
That's cool.
Tyrone, nice list, Crank. Dylan, also stroking your ego, nice list, Crank.
I need it. I need it.
Awesome list.
I need it.
Great list, Crank. Oh, man, I'm going to have to answer this one. Lorena Faze. Bad taste. Good one. Yeah, I was disappointed I already submitted my list, then it dawned on me. I was like, fuck. What she was on my list, that's my number six. One of my number six.
Oh, number six.
DK, sorry I'm late, was burning a hearse.
The fuck?
That sounds like a you problem, buddy, but thanks for joining us.
That sounds like a euphemism. I don't know.
Well,
I could be wrong. You want to hit one of those Tyrone's top five or Patricia's?
Yeah, we'll hit Tyrone's real quick. right, here are Tyrone's top five alien horror films. That's a hard list, I would agree. Number five, Night of the Creeps. And also number six for me. And I'm spoiling my list by saying my number sixes. I really consider it, but I just talked about the movie a few weeks ago, so no. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, both 56 and 78. Species, I think we all know why everybody likes Species. Number two, They Live. Honorable mention number one, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. My first alien scare, Predator. Number one, Alan. I swear this looks like fucking Alan. I'm telling you, they need to fix their font. Aliens and Alien. Yep. Good list, sir. Good list.
Now, would you consider Close Encounters of the Third Kind horror, though?
No, but...
I love that movie. Don't get me wrong, but...
But I was talking to a buddy earlier, and I just said, by that argument, that movie, Pete, what's the one with Seth Rogen as an alien? Roger or something? Paul, that's it. And then, or E.T., you know, I mean, those aren't horror movies, but they're alien movies.
Right.
We did say horror movies, so.
Right. Well, and I actually tinkered with the idea of putting 2001 A Space Odyssey on my list, but there's not really an alien in that. It's more of the AI that is the horrific factor of that movie.
Mm.
So, the HAL 9000. But, I mean, there are moments of that movie that are just, like, fucking terrifying, but... That
machine decides it's time for you not to live anymore. That's very scary.
Yeah.
Very scary. Very. I'll explain my reasoning behind my list once it gets to that point in time. But, Zag, before you get started,
Luke
is in the house and his non-band account. Congratulations, Luke. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome back.
He's kind of back. And, we may have to add his second account to the members only thing just in case he gets banned.
We might have to. And James has a question. Have you guys seen Planet of the Vampires?
Seems like I've heard of that and was going, that sounds interesting. But to my recollection, unless I turn it on and it's something I go, oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Right.
Probably not. I don't think so.
Yeah, same here.
It's come to that.
It's a 50-50 toss-up for me. It's like, it sounds familiar, but I'm not real sure if I've seen it. So I probably haven't. Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
Everybody's on social media these days. Well, Death Curse Society is too. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We drop videos on there all the damn time, and you don't want to miss it. It's good stuff. Death Curse Society. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Woo!
Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Bravo. Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I got to tell you, like, I hung out with them. We took pictures. I signed some stuff. They gave me a T-shirt. It was awesome. They are awesome guys. So super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign and also on board the film. And now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Hi, this is Doc Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you're watching Death Curse Society. You better keep watching, or I will tear your soul apart.
I guess it segues me into my list. Is that what we're doing now?
Mentos does?
Mentos, brought to you by the Fresh Maker. My list of alien movies. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Sure.
Are you ready, folks? All right, then. Number five, and I was really surprised Crank didn't pull this one, Event Horizon.
Number six.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, just a good kind of that scary, you're in a spaceship, ain't really nowhere to run if the fucking shit goes haunted or bad or aliens are coming after you or whatever. It's crazy. Yeah. Number four, been mentioned already. It's a great remake, but I kind of based it on even the character itself. So 50s, 80s, whatever, the Blob. That is some scary shit. Gelatinous phlegm that wants to eat you. No, don't like it. Number three, you know, they were just here and they were planning their shit, but they got discovered. But it's still a cool concept. I still like it. And they're fucking aliens. They live. The fucking aliens. We've got one that can see. Motherfucker. They live. Aliens. It's true. I'm not sure why they were, you know, trying to do what they did, but they did. Number two. It's a bunch of movies. It's all over the place. It's the only one I actually named the character except the Xenomorph from Alien. This is the shit. And the facehugger that the nightmares are made of. Geiger designed it. And fuck, man, they delivered in the fucking movies. They're so dark. Yeah. Just you can't really attack them at close range because they got acid for blood. You're going to get fucked up. Ask Reese. He knows. All right. Honorable mentions. I don't know if anybody remembers this one. I dug it because it actually has some pretty disturbing scenes in it. Galaxy of Terror had Joni from Happy Days in it, for fuck's sake. You know? But it used to pop up all the time on the early cable stations. And, man, there's some dark shit happens in that movie that made you kind of go, yeah, fuck space. Honorable mention number two. Aliens loving heavy metal and taking over people, The Hidden. You know, Adam Marcus might have borrowed a little bit of this plot line for his Friday the 13th, but it's okay.
Unintentionally.
Right. And it's Jason, too. It's different. He did different things. It's just similar. That's all I'm saying. I do enjoy the movie, though. It is good. Number three for the honorable mentions, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Doesn't matter. The concept's the same. It's good stuff. Donald Sutherland made that a memorable movie for all time. But the 50s one is pretty fucking dark and goofy too, man. It's also I like them, man. It's one that if it's on, you're like, yeah, all right, I can get through this. I'll sit through it and watch. Always liking it. And then I had one more I just had to throw on the honorable mention list. It's one of the worst movies ever made. Not necessarily horror. It's a sci-fi horror piece with Dolph Lundgren. I come in peace for this reason only. That's how you end a fucking 80s sci-fi horror movie. Am I wrong? High five.
Dolph Lundgren? Really?
Yeah. It's an alien, man. And it's memorable. I just remember laughing at this even at my age where I was designed to enjoy this movie. And the acting is so bad. All the way around. I mean, there was some pretty good effects in it because they kind of sucked the blood out and the brains out of people and shit. But yeah, that ending, that's what you remember. And that's why Dolph Lundgren is a A-list star today. Oh, wait.
Wait, what?
Number one on my list. And this is where Crank stole all my thunder. But hey, man, it is the best. Carpenter's The Thing. The original thing's okay, but that's not scary to me. This fucking thing was this is how it's done, man. A whodunit, everyone's suspecting everybody, paranoia, exhaustion, it all blends to the perfect cocktail of fucking madness and deserves to be top of the list. The Thing, my top alien fucking movie.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Nice list, and I think someone else would like to let you know that's a nice list. Good. Some nice deep pulls on that one, buddy.
I'm telling you. I was thinking about it, man. I was like, oh. And then, like, Extro never crossed my radar. I had to leave off Slither and Night of the Creeps and stuff like that. These are all, I guess, my number sixes. Right. But shit, man.
The Hidden would have been in my top 10, but not quite top five.
If there would have been a little bit more to it, that scene in Signs where they first spot the alien on video in Brazil or wherever it is, that is the shit that'll make your hair stand up. But it's just not enough of it to make it one of my favorites.
Right.
But I dig that fucking scene.
Nice job. No, that scene was pretty good. Signs did not make my list because I just didn't think it was that good of a movie.
No.
Yeah.
It got cut because, but that scene, I mean, I guess it's the little kids just going, ah! And they see it, you know, it's perfect, you know? Terrifying.
All right, so we have a couple more lists. So before we get to those, let me go through the comments for you, Ziggy. Morena, Mentos, those just keep getting better and better. Yes, and eventually it will make some good Elmer's glue. James, bad channels are so much fun. I don't mind the Angry Red Planet. Yeah, Galaxy of Terror. I prefer the original Invaders from Mars over the remake, but I will say that the aliens in the remake were well thought out.
Another one I just watched, but the ending kind of turned me off of it being like, Strange Invaders. Do you remember that one? It's kind of weird, but at the end you find out they only abducted all the people to help them sustain life for a while, and then once they figured it out, they sent everybody back like 30 years later. So yeah, it's almost like Cocoon or some shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, and he also said the Hidden is a winner.
Yep.
Let me skip another. Okay, we got a couple lists here. So Ty, high five on the list, Zag. Oh, worry.
Can't do that one.
Can do that one.
You can do that one.
Yeah, we're not doing that shit no more.
All right, Dylan says, "Nice Lizag, the thing. Fuck the world
for the win.
For the win.
I
would. That's how I age myself." You guys are talking about cash bag balls, FTW. I'm like, fuck the world, man. ECW. Shit like that. Like,
oh, my Lord. That's fine.
For the win, I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Hey, you know what?
I just won't read that anymore. I'll skip it.
In my world, both are fine. Both work.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I see FTW. That's literally what I'm going to fucking read.
Well, if you've seen the movie like Blood In, Blood Out, it's fuck the world, you know, FTW. Right. Any bikers that you know, if you see FTW, it's not for the fucking win, okay? It's fuck the world. I just say that's like a biker thing. So, yes.
But, yeah, so I will just skip that from now on.
Okay.
So I don't look like less of a fucking idiot from here on out. And Christy says, a scene on Signs creeps me out. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, Strange Invaders.
Yes.
She says, awesome list. Indeed, it was a good list, Zag. Let's see here. Let me try to get to another viewer.
Yeah, you had,
before we get hit. I think Patricia.
Yeah, Patricia had one way up there.
I found her honorable mention. Okay, I think I got it. All right, number 5, Critters. 4, Little Shop of Horrors. 3, The Thing. 2, They Live. Honorable mentions, Night of the Creeps, Bad Taste, The Faculty, and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I'm kicking myself in the ass every time I see someone brings up Night of the Creeps because I love that fucking movie. I should have had it on my list, but...
Number one,
Alan. I mean, Alien.
Alan. Yes.
Hey, Alan's here, guys.
Great list.
Great list, Patricia. Love it.
Thank you, Patricia.
You're up to something, Zag. I see it in your face.
I'm not doing anything. I'm reading these comments.
All right. Well, do you want me to go on? Here we go. From FaZe. Great list so far, boys. Yeah. Woo! I haven't got my shitty list yet.
Is there any thunder left for you, Colonel? Any at all?
Actually, there's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I kind of thought outside the box on this one. Looks like Andy has Lorena's list. Do we want to go over that for now? She had a bait.
Yeah, hit that one real quick.
All right. So, sorry, Andy. I want to apologize. I feel bad for you because I know You had to type a lot. Looks at Lorraine Bell. She asked me to post her top five. So, on behalf of Lorraine, number five, an invasion of the body snatchers, all of them. Oh, man, I'm used to her. Now, this is going to be fast. Number four, Cloverfield. Right.
Cloverfield's another one I was like, shit. No.
That could have made mine, but not quite. Did number six again.
I don't know. Look, after Cloverfield, number three, we have Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And apparently, Lorraine had to leave to kick ass and chew bubble gum, however you want to put it. And They Live is number two. Honorable mentions, The Thing, the remake, The Faculty, the only, The Blob, both, Aliens,
All the Allens.
I'm telling you, Allens is, I think I like Allen Resurrection the best. And then coming in at number one, Night of the Creeps, and I'm now pregnant with multiple Tom Atkins babies. Lorena said that, not me. Sure, Andy. Okay.
All right.
Wrong button.
Oh, okay. See what happens? See, it's hard to run all that stuff on the fly, isn't it?
I looked around the side. I wasn't watching the keyboard.
You could consider it horror, I guess.
In a weird world.
Allen movie, Howard the Duck.
That fucking villain is terrifying. that Jeffrey Rush in that, I think.
Was it?
Dude, I've seen the movie once. I can't even count.
Holy shit. I think it was.
He was spooky.
Before he became an Academy Award winning actor.
Yes. Yes.
Damn. All right. Colonel.
Woo, the moment we've all have not been waiting for.
The moment one of us has been waiting for.
No. Top five aliens and horror. Where to begin? Like I said, there's number a little five. Bit left. Not much. But damn it, I can crank my way through this and send a cold front up, meet the fucking warm front, and make another thunderstorm, all right? So coming in at number five, one, I didn't expect to be on anybody's list. I kept it private because I was a little worried about Zag with this one. I was like, he might be able to pull this one off. He did not. I was super thrilled. The one bit of thunder I have is meteor shit. Yes,
and love it.
Why is meteor shit number five? Because, man, that thing was going to take over the planet in a matter of days. And it is a life form. Is it not? So it there we go.
It's from space.
I mean, I'm telling you, the way that shit spread, it would have been days and the world would be fucking covered. Done. The invasion complete.
We don't know, though, if it would have got to the cold areas, if that would have killed it off.
I don't think it would have.
Think it would have adapted?
Survive and adapt. It would have broke through the permafrost up in Siberia, been all right.
What do you call that again, though, Colonel?
Meteor shit. Speaking of shit, here's another piece of shit. Coming in at number four, it is not a piece of shit. I absolutely love this fucking movie. It's probably one of my favorite remakes of all time. And I love the gore. 1988's The Blob. Yes, the perm is sweet, but not nearly as sweet as The Blob. Since watching The Blob in action as The Blob should have been. Fucking fantastic movie. Mm-hmm. But I was happy to see it on everybody's list. Even a few of the viewers' list. Coming in at number three, you know, probably not the scariest aliens in horror. Definitely not the most serious. But, man, they pretty much eradicated this entire town in one night. There's just a handful of survivors. And the fact I think one of the guys pretty much made love to one of them. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. Like, there was nothing attractive about it. But anyway, this is enough dragging it on. Number three, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Yes, it's campy. Yes, it's cheesy. Yes, they store people in cocoons of fucking cotton candy and liquefy them.
Man eating popcorn.
Yeah, the popcorn, then morphing like little fucking clown demons jumping out of toilets and shit and laundry baskets. Dude, way too old to be dating this college girl. There's probably like 15-year difference. But hey, you know what? Sometimes you have to suspend your belief in these films. And yes, number three, I love Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Clowns, huh? Oh. At your front door, huh? Gotta love it. Coming at number two, the best shapeshifter of all time. Literally comes in at number two because not a whole lot of action happening down in Antarctica, and I really don't have much else to say other than that. John Carpenter's The Thing. Not the original. The original, I wouldn't even say it's okay. I find it boring as shit. It's literally people closing doors the entire time, and you finally get the reveal. And, yeah, John Carpenter made it so much better. Probably the best remake of all time. It's hard to argue against it. So, yes, John Carpenter's The Thing. The original can suck an egg because you did not make my list. Don't you hear a door open and close over there? An hour later, there it is. It's like, yay!
That's the whole movie.
That is the whole movie. It doesn't even deserve an honorable mention. But you know what does deserve an honorable mention? I couldn't put this on my list as much as I love the movie. I'm trying to find it here. There it is. It just stayed too much in the realm of sci-fi. That's kind of more so than horror. They Live. Probably one of the best fight scenes in cinema history. And the fucker's like 30 minutes long. Roddy Piper in his fucking prime. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got fucking chick from Masters of the Universe in there. Don't know her name. That's just what she's called. She's the evil chick from Masters of the Universe. And probably the best voice in voice history, Keith David, who's also in The Thing. I might as well throw that back to him. And he also voiced Spawn, and Keith David's the shit. Again, like I said, more sci-fi than horror. That's why it gets an honorable mention. Second honorable mention, Brandon from Brightburn. Again, tomato, tomato, we're talking horror and science fiction, and this is where I draw the line. I try to stop myself from doing this, but I still fucking did it. Mm-hmm. But my God, who does not love a movie about evil fucking Superman? And what kind of destruction this kid will do on the planet?
Yeah.
With Crank, I would love to see more films, more sequels. I highly doubt that's going to happen. We'll see.
Right.
But, man. Sweet. I like this movie a lot more than I thought I would when it first came out. And coming in at number eight, I'm a little surprised this wasn't on anybody's list. But this one's definitely an honorable mention because this is way more fucking action than with a hint of fucking sci-fi to it. I guess you can call it horror. I think it would have been scary if they kept the original design with Jean-Claude Van Damme. The Predator. Literally from The Predator. I'm not counting Predator 2, Aliens vs. Predator. No. The Predator. I found nothing scary about this film anytime I've ever watched it. And though it's a kick-ass fucking film.
Yeah.
Shit. But I could not put him on my list. Oh, this one really tore me because we talked about this. Like I said, I really thought about the character. And I had to pinpoint the one film. Because it seemed to lose a lot of its horror elements as the sequels kept going on and on. So, it's going to say Aliens by the Xenomorph from Alien. Ultimate fucking Predator. I mean, even throwing the aliens. I mean, come on, they're fucking basically giant evil fucking insects.
Yeah.
I mean, they're parasites. They feed off the host if they're old enough to hatch out. Perfect survival method, okay? That's how you populate the fucking galaxy. Strictly that nerdy shit alone is why the Xenomorph had to come in at number one. And that is Colonel's top five aliens or islands or.
Yes.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Well earned. Well earned.
Cheers to you, Colonel.
Thank you. And I killed the chat. So here we go. Let me read all three comments. It jumped on me.
Yep.
Creep Show. I love that pick. Yes. I had one outside there the box pick. Patricia, meteor shit. Looks like my yard after dogs and natural growth. BK, my list is extra for all five spots.
Yeah. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. That's what's so weird, you know? I saw that one.
You fucked up. James says the thing will destroy ET. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Tyrone, great list, Colonel. You surprised me. Thank you, sir. Patricia,
Howard the Duck would destroy ET. I think ET wouldn't stand a chance against most anybody.
He really wouldn't. Not funny because ET's.
You can levitate. He can levitate things, and that's about it. And heal certain things. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. All right. Story about the Colonel. I'm actually getting personal here. Actually, this is going to be the shortest story you ever fucking heard. Man, we had the ET on VHS when I was a kid. I tried watching this movie. I tried to watch this fucking movie multiple times. I think ET kind of sucks. There, I said it. My unpopular opinion today. ET kind of sucks. Spielberg or not, it sucks.
So you have to consider there was... How many years of shit came out in between the time that movie came out and then the Colonel was born? You know what I mean?
Like none?
He just doesn't know.
I don't remember when it was new, obviously. Dude, when did E.T. come out? Like 83?
82, yes. 83?
82, I think.
Dude, 84. I was born in 84.
Oh, my God.
This was not consciously there to, you know. What? E.T. was magical, dude. I don't know if I can get out.
You have no fucking heart under that bearded menace of yours, man.
I never claimed I did. Why would you assume that?
Okay.
Fuck you.
You can fuck me all you want. It's not going to happen. So we'll go back to the comments.
Wow. Hey,
sick list, Colonel. Thank you, sir. Patricia, awesome list again. So nice you said awesome twice. Christy, good picks, everyone. Thank you. Dave, I'm here. Fucking brain freeze.
What up, Dave?
Welcome.
Better late than never.
Dude, we know it's hockey, man. I get it. You don't have to lie. Patricia, thank you. I'm not huge on ET either.
Oh, my Lord.
And is Cocoon a horror movie?
No. Because there's no... They don't have any malicious. They would rather go undiscovered, undetected. And it's just by accident that things happen. And it just turns out that they're fucking sleeping, put off the fucking waves that help fucking old people. So, I mean, yeah, it's a great story. I dug the story a lot, man.
Yeah, I like Cocoon, but it's not not a horror film.
All in horror. I mean, it's horrific when they discover it, but, you know, yeah, if the aliens would have bitten off Gutenberg's face. And yeah.
That would have been interesting, yeah. Wilford Brimley looking at it and going, meteor shit.
Mm-hmm. Meteor shit. Yes, it right. Even this one from Brimley. All right.
So. I was saying it as Wilford Brimley, not Stephen King.
He's not saying it anymore. So Tyrone says, dudes, E.T. has super speed, huge beastly pit bull jaw. He is dangerous, and he will take your candy.
Okay. And he can hide in a pile of stuffed animals, too. But what the hell, man?
He likes his Reese's Pieces. I'd be like, fuck this guy. I'm going to give him M&M's peanut butter. Starving. Zeke says ET kind of sucks. Did this show suddenly become G rated? Fuck, I hope not.
No.
By the way, I want to mention Zeke is a local artist around here who designs all kinds of woodwork stuff, spirit boards and other things in the Oklahoma City area. If you have not had a chance to check him out, look him up and find his store. Zeke, if you're still in here, mention a link to your Facebook page or website that we can push. I'm talking to him about something that we might have for you guys this in thing, the near future.
These will be rare, and I don't know, man. Some people might not want that kind of shit in their house. It's that fucking weird.
We'll see.
Yes.
But thanks for joining us, Zeke.
No, here you go. Patricia with the win. That green pea was the fresh maker.
I figured that would be the perfect way to absolutely revoke any kind of G rating hovering above it.
We are definitely not G rated. No fucking way.
No. Anybody says otherwise is full of shit. All right, so Andrew has a question. I know it's not serious. It can't be serious. There's no fucking way. But we're going to ask it anyway. Michael Myers versus E.T. Who you got, gentlemen?
Myers. Easy. Hands down, man.
Yep, because E.T. would stick that finger out and say, I hurt, and he would get it whacked off by the fucking butcher blade.
I hurt? Oh, my God. He says, ouch. Not, I hurt.
He hurts right here.
Whoa. Hold on. I'm going to give Michael the win by default, but is it Michael from 78 or Michael from 2018? Says Michael from ET or 2018, ET's probably going to say, prostate exam.
I knew where you were going, but it still hit me in a weird spot when you finally said it. God damn it, Colonel.
That's what I'm here for.
I'll be right back. Don't get dressed.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, holy.
Thanks for tuning in to the official Death Curse Society podcast, gang. Did you know we also have a website? Well, God damn it, we do. DeathCurseSociety.com. Get over there. Check it out. Look at all the stuff we've got. We've got all our YouTube episodes on there. We've got a membership program. We've got our store. You can buy some cool-ass shit. So get over there. DeathCurseSociety.com and check it out. Woo!
Brad would like to know, what would be a good underrated sci-fi horror movie to watch?
Underrated. Oof.
See, Bad Taste comes to mind.
Yeah.
Not well known.
Mars Attacks.
Dude, that almost made my list.
I know, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty dark.
Shit.
Boy, I don't know. Underrated horror movies or space movies like that.
That's a good question.
Like, I really want to say Night of the Creeps, but you can't really consider it underrated anymore. That's one of those ones that the cult film has definitely blossomed.
Okay. I'll give you one that's just light on the horror, too. Night of the Comet. Remember that one?
It's been a while, but yes.
It's got Laurie Singer in it, I believe. And
What was the Stephen King one not too long ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, with the
Dreamcatcher?
Was it Dreamcatcher? Yeah. That one's not too bad. The book is far better than the movie. I know people say that a lot, but it really is.
Here's a good one I'm going to suggest. You know, I wouldn't really consider it horror at all. And it's newer. And I fucking loved it. I can't pimp this movie out enough. Psycho Goreman. If you haven't seen it, you got to remember every penny. That movie is fucking hilarious.
Already achieving cult status, for fuck's sake.
All right.
You got some comments in there that are throwing some out.
I'm getting there. All right, first of all, hello, Purple Goth.
Hey!
Thank you for joining us from the UK. Andrew, you guys are awesome. Thank you. At least somebody thinks we are. Also said, Brad says, Mars Attacks is great. Yes, it was. And James here, my man, coming through. The Brain is underrated.
There you go. Yep. That's why James is here.
And yep. Tetsuo, I'm sure I said that wrong. I will be corrected here in a moment. The Iron Man. And The Borrower.
See? There's some deep cuts for you.
He wouldn't let me down. I knew he wouldn't. James never does. I literally have a list called James Picks on my phone.
Right. All the movies.
Purple Golf also says, underrated film, was watching Frankenhooker last night. Not really a sci-fi horror, but I enjoy watching it. Also, Tommyknockers.
Tommyknockers, yeah.
Oh, I went too far. Dave liked for us to sum up our list since he just got here.
Oh, okay. Mine was number 5, Species. Number 4, The Blob. Number 3, Brightburn. Number 2, Alien. And number 1, The Thing. With honorable mentions from The Faculty, Killer Clowns in Outer Space, and Invasions of the Body Snatchers. That's mine. Ziggy, what was yours?
Yeah, I threw it away. Event Horizon.
I can do yours, too.
I can read it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. All
right. Event Horizon, number 5. Number 4, The Blob. Number 3, They Live. Number 2, Alien. Number 1, The Thing. No, number 2, Alien. Sorry.
And I pulled a deep cut on my honorable mentions with I Come in Peace.
Yeah. You're right. His honorable mentions were I Come in Peace, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Hidden, and Galaxy of Terror. And then, Colonel, recap of yours.
Okay, number 5, Meteor Shit. Number 4, The Blob, 88. 3, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. 2, The Thing. Honorable mentions, They Live, Brandon from Brightburn, and The Predator. And coming in at number 1, the Xenomorph from Alien.
All right. So there you go, Dave. That should catch you up. Yep. I want to get back to this underrated film thing for a minute, though. Would Village of the Damned count?
You know, I guess it would.
I don't remember the storyline if those were actually...
They were taken over by some kind of alien form, if I remember correctly.
Everybody fell asleep, and then all the chicks woke up. Pregnant and had the kid. Well, maybe, I guess.
Well, the kids. Now, I think you're thinking. And the chicks were getting pregnant too. Yeah, I got you now. I remember. Yeah. Yeah, Brightburn. Brightburn was on our list a couple of times, Brad.
See, I wrestled with Phantasm too, you know, because I wasn't sure.
Right.
See, that's why I wrestled with Event Horizon. I love that movie. But I never saw it as an alien movie. Is traveling to another fucking dimension. They travel to fucking hell is the way I always saw it.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, ooh, that's a good pool, but I couldn't. That's why I didn't make my list.
Another one that isn't necessarily underrated anymore, because I think it's kind of become one of these cult classics, was Cube, or The Cube, from 2000, maybe, or late 90s.
Cube is what it's called.
Yeah, that one's kind of a trip, and I really dug that one, but I think, like I said, after the years have gone on, a lot of more people have discovered that film, and it's not so much underrated anymore, but there we go. That's all I got for underrated that I can think of.
Kind of, going off the list here that we already displayed. Yeah. There's a lot of them out there. It was surprising to see. You know, I mean, some of the newer ones I missed, like Sputnik, I haven't seen yet. I was trying to get to that. But, man, we had to literally see like 5 movies this week for the other part of the show we do, the taped one. And I just could not work it in. There's no time. But I'm looking forward to that one, too. Sputnik is another one I heard is decent, kind of mm-hmm. a found footage type.
Yeah, I saw that in research, too. I wanted to check that out, but I did not get to it.
Yeah, we didn't have time.
Yeah.
Jeez, thanks, Shudder.
Huh.
We do have a bunch of reviews coming out, though, later this week. And honestly, we've got one more video from our last episode that I'm going to drop right after this episode. So stay tuned for that. We take a look at the trailer for Witness Infection. So that will be dropping on YouTube shortly after we wrap up here, probably 10 or 15 minutes. So
I can't wait to talk about that movie. That one's just a trailer, right? We're talking?
Yeah. We're just talking about the trailer in this one, but we've got a review coming a little over a week.
Right. Right now, but damn, do we have thoughts on this. You're going to want to hear what we have to say about this movie.
Witness Infection is basically two rival mob families have to battle a zombie apocalypse that happens in the same town that they are both sequestered to in witness protection. And for some reason, the FBI sent them to the same town for some reason. That was a big fuck up.
The cause of the zombie infection is Italian.
Don't give that away.
That's it.
Don't give that away.
There's so much going on that's nothing. This is a movie that needs to be seen. We'll leave it at that.
Dylan asks, what about the fourth kind? It seemed like demon possession to me, but I think it's supposed to be aliens.
I always thought that was an alien movie. It's demon possession. Okay. Shit, maybe I got to give that one another viewing.
I got to watch that one again, too.
I don't think I've ever seen it. That's one of the Allen movies I don't think I've seen.
You and your Allen movies. James says Cube is great. Yeah, if you guys haven't seen Cube, find that. It's definitely worth a watch. I think at one point it was free on Tubi. I do remember not too long ago I watched it. Silent D in the house.
Woo! Damon. What's up, buddy? One of these days, we're going to have to catch you when you're not working.
Take it.
Fuck it, dude.
I was just filling some time, man.
Do it. Fine, I'll fucking do it. Here we go. Kind of staying on topic here. Trisha has a underrated Allen movie. Bloodbath at the House of Death. Ooh, never heard of that.
I'll check that one out.
I like the title. I mean, the title alone makes me want to watch it.
Doesn't imply aliens at all. Allens.
It could be Allens. Speaking of Allen, Purple Goth says there's a 70s horror sci-fi about a UFO under the train station in the UK with Allens taking over people. I'll send it over to you when I find it.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Quartermass in the Pit in 1958. It will blow your mind. Oh, now is the time. It's about. I don't know. Check it out. If it blows my mind, I hope it blows my mind like this.
All right, I'll get you a shorter version of that for future.
But definitely shorter. I would agree. But I never noticed this before since I've seen it. Since I knew this the second time I was going to see that. Is it just me or does it look like they're both taking Taco Bell shits?
Ironside looks like he's
too much
enjoying himself.
Yeah.
More than anything.
The Taco Bell shit, buddy. All right, so one's Taco Bell shit, the other one's a White Castle shit.
Okay.
Crank with no. Anyway.
Hot.
I would.
Like that shit. Said that before. The Bloodbath show. God damn it. I'm going to fuck all these up. It's on YouTube for free, and Benson Price is in it. The title alone and Vincent Price means I will be there.
Yeah.
And the word free.
Check it out.
And Purple Goth assures that, oh, it will blow our minds.
Excellent.
And James, yes, I believe the Quartermaster movies are from Hammer.
Hammer was the fucking source there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 50s.
50s, 60s, 70s.
Back into the 60s, they were fucking going, no, fuck you guys. We're going to make some horror movies that are kind of scary, actually. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, I gotta show off something else I got this week, too, because I've been seeing this on the damn shelf at Walmart for the last 6-8 months, and so I finally picked it up. It's from Shout Factory, the Omen Collection box set. Got all 5 movies in there, so I haven't even opened this one yet. I'm going to pop this open maybe tonight and start watching those. So
I want to say I had a slight role in you getting that finally. Because remember, I bought it a few weeks ago, and I was like, man, I've been seeing it forever. I just decided to finally buy it.
He was like,
but I haven't bought it.
Put it in the brain.
You may have, but also my Stimmy check coming in also played a big role in me buying it, too. So
you got your Biden bucks.
I got my Biden bucks.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, had to treat myself a little bit.
You know what, man? All right. We have time. If you guys want to keep the room busy for a little bit, I might do an impromptu unboxing here live on the show because these go off sale on March 31st. And this kernel script is not going to be done before then.
Okay, go get it. Go get it. Yeah. Dave up in Canada says, I ordered my shirt. Thanks for the link. Yeah, thank you, man. Tell your Canadian friends to watch the show. And if they want a shirt too, they can order it as well. Ziggy, what the hell are we going to be talking about next week?
Well,
do you remember?
I do. Isn't it I did the promo for it, right? That's next week.
I think so, yeah.
Dig it, man. This one's pretty vast. It's fucking monsters. It's all the monsters in horror. All of them. We've got Monsters Godzilla. We've got the sock, the monster sticky sock from Colonel. We got the It's Alive babies, whatever you got, man. A monster, if it's a fucking monster in horror, if it's Frankenstein, Dracula, it all qualifies. How the hell are we going to get a top 5 out of that? Find out next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
Hey!
It's like Slacks, except for it's called Sock. And it's possessed by genocide by the billions.
Okay. Oh, yes. And by the way, our review of Slacks that is available on Shudder now will be dropping tomorrow night. Stay tuned for that because
that's we weren't all. Really in agreement on that one. That's for sure.
Oh, God, no. God, no, we were not. I'm not going to say anything else, though, until then. You can probably tell by my face what I think.
Dude, it's a movie about killer pants.
Shut up! We talked about this!
Sorry, I'm trying to be quiet with my French Overlord approved safety box cutter.
Ah, the French. Alright, while you're doing that, yes. I'll hit a couple of these other comments real quick. Sure. Dylan says, isn't Pennywise an alien? Or it?
Yes, he is.
Is it? I guess, yeah, technically he would be, but... That didn't make anyone's list. I guess he would be, yeah.
It's a huge omission.
Yeah, but would they have been... Would he have been in the top 5 anyway? From the films?
Not for me.
I doubt it.
Those move mine.
Of course, I'm a genius and I open up the box from the bottom. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, Purple Goth confirms. She says, yes, definitely. And what is this? James asked, did you guys ever have Monsters HD by any chance? It introduced me to a fair bit of horror. I assume that was some kind of streaming channel or a cable channel, maybe?
There was. They had that one. It kind of launched around the same time Shudder, and everybody kind of bought the Shudder and not that one because I was really excited. It was never offered where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing. I was looking, believe me. I had fucking DirecTV for a long time, and it definitely would have been something on that, you know.
Right. I did not have that, so no.
I did not either.
James says it was a channel on Dish Network. That's
I had the competitor. I had the other one. So
yeah, I never had Dish. I always had either DirecTV or just cable. So, and now streaming, because fuck cable. Dave asked, "Is Tremors considered aliens?"
I was thinking about that too.
I don't remember if they came from space or not. Did they?
No, I believe they just always kind of been there.
Right. Up, kind of prehistoric almost.
That's the way I considered it.
Yeah. We're saying no.
That would be a no, Dave.
Nope. Doesn't mean we're right. But
right.
Doesn't mean we're right, but. All right, you good? Colonel, you ready?
Well, yeah, I'm ready. It's going to take me a little bit. I don't even know. These are fucking huge. I didn't realize how big these were. I thought maybe the box was just a little bit on the big side. So,
small. I don't even know what he's doing.
I don't have. Small retailer we see at all these cons called Retro Agogo.
Oh, yes.
One of the best retro Halloween decorations ever. And, man, they brought out something a couple years ago. I was always scared to pull the plug. They said, you know what? We're ending this line 50% off. My cheap ass was all over it. So, first one out of the box, we're going to show you Lily Munster 3D wall art. This is, like I said,
holy shit,
huge. So, yeah. I mean, if you guys want to see all four, I'll show you. But, like I said, the box is so fucking big.
Wow. You're
going to be badass above the TV, though.
So, or I sat behind you, perhaps.
Or perhaps, yes, if I ever decide to actually change my set. So we have Lily. Who's next? Who's next? It just sucks because the packaging, there's a lot more packaging to this than I thought. Up next, we're going to have Herman. I just got to get his protective piece of fucking tissue paper that you buy from Hallmark and put in birthday bags out.
See, if you had a wife, she'd make you save that shit.
Nah, I ain't ever getting to fuck that. So here's Herman.
Wow. My
wife, I probably couldn't get cool shit like this. So you got Herman there. Herman looks fucking badass. The little
Herman looks badass, yeah.
But Herman looks fucking good. Son of a bitch. This is a pain in the ass.
Bad timing, Zach. I'm going
with live instead of filming this. Next, we have Grandpa. Ooh. What did Zach say? I wasn't even...
He didn't say anything. He just had bad timing for a second.
All right, well, the lid clearly popped open off of this one, so fuck it. You're going to see Grandpa.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
Damn.
Cool Munsters ones like that when we saw them at the cons. It was more like the classic Universal stuff.
Yeah, and it was like the jack-o'-lanterns and shit like that and bats.
And the old Halloween decor.
Looks like we have Eddie. And heads up, the shirt is literally just coincidence. I didn't think I was going to be doing this today. And son of a bitch.
Those are pretty cool, though.
Yeah, like I said, I think they're like ended up being like $17 a piece. So after shipping, I think it was a little over 100. So you're looking at 200 when these came out. Again, right. I'm cheap. I never wanted to pull the trigger until they said, "Hey, 50% off." Then. Yes, and here's Eddie with his favorite stuffed toy.
Oh yeah,
the Wolfie. Look at that, dude. That's fucking.
That's sweet, man.
Yeah, that's my first time looking at them in person, man. Like, so these are fucking. Lily, I'm a little disappointed in, but the rest of these are fucking badass, and these are worth every fucking penny.
Yeah.
That's cool. So if you're interested and you'd like to get the set, Retro A Go Go, you can find them on Facebook under that name or retroagogo.com. Throw them in your shopping cart and get it. Dude, they were here in like 3 days, 2 to 3 days after ordering them. They were super fast shipping, and the price is not wrong. It was a good price. Yeah. I feel like I cheated them by buying these at half off.
Well, Dylan says, damn, Colonel, he's jelly. Patricia says, damn, those are cool.
Yeah.
And Tanya says, super cool, Colonel.
I know. Sounds mean. I didn't give her shit for a second.
Fair enough. Purple Goth also chimes in with, she saw a TV show called Nosferatu. Yes, I watched that. Decent show. Kind of a little too slow for me. But she says, Pennywise was having a pint in the background. Don't know if you guys have seen it. I'm the only one that watched that one, aren't I?
Yeah, out of the three of us? I did not watch a single episode.
I thought it was okay. I'm pretty sure it only got two seasons, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, it was fine. Oh, shit, I can't think of his name right now. But the villain who, you know, in it, he's fantastic as a bad guy.
Yeah, for American Horror Story fame for me. That's what
And Star Trek and 24. I can't think of his name right now. Somebody will remind me.
He did play Spock, didn't he?
Yeah.
Zachary Quinto.
Zachary Quinto. That's it. Quinto, yeah. He was excellent as a villain. And his transformation in some points was on point for, you know, a low budget kind of TV show, I thought. But yeah, it worked. It was a decent show. I can see why it only lasted two seasons, though.
Vampire Christmas Town. I was like, no.
Yeah. Yes. Zachary Quinto, Purple Goth says, yep, that's who I was thinking of. Just name blanked on me. Colonel, did we talk about this? The Munsters?
No, we have not, because I was going to talk about this in an unboxing video.
Yeah.
Now's the perfect time to fucking do it.
Do it.
Okay, so since you brought up the Munsters, I'm sure all of you have heard Rob Zombie is in the works on a Munsters reboot film, and I'm pretty sure Colonel is the only one that's excited about this. So, Colonel, tell us why.
Here's why. For one, I don't understand all the hate Rob Zombie gets. Does he have some dud films? Of course. Every director does, but he is kind of like, he was the fresh horror director when I was in high school, because we grew up listening to White Zombie and Rob Zombie. So it was like, we were fucking hyped for House of 1,000 Corpses.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bunch of us went to the theater my senior year in high school to go see this when it finally got fucking released. And everybody knows, even in House of 1,000 Corpses, they're watching the fucking Munsters.
Right.
You know, when the local sheriff and deputy show up with the girl's dad. Dude loves the Munsters. He can't fuck this up too bad. Here's why I say too bad, because god damn it, I fucking called it. It's the easiest bet to ever fucking place. I was like, watch, yes. Now Cherie play Lily Munster. Ding, confirmed she is playing Lily Munster. But he's a big enough fan. I think it's gonna be weird. I think we're gonna get a PG-13. Munsters, it can't be rated R. It fucking can't. It's a fucking sitcom from the 60s. Please don't fuck this up. I think he's a big enough fan of the material where it could be okay. I will hold my judgment off until this movie is released and I watch it. I'm not going to shit on it yet.
I'm not going to shit on it, but I just have a bad feeling about it. 90% of the movies that Rob Zombie's done have featured these white trash characters, and god damn it, if he makes the Munsters a white trash trailer park family, I'm going to be completely pissed off. Completely pissed off. That's all I will say about it. I will say one more thing. The only reason Sherry Moon Zombie, that's the only director she ever works for, it seems like. Am I wrong?
No, I think she was in a couple other films, very minor parts. But yeah, that was the leading role, yes.
Because she's a terrible actress. I will say that. I think she's awful. There's like, she has one mode that she can portray well, and that's just batshit crazy. And honestly, that's not hard to do. Ziggy, what are your thoughts on the Munsters?
I get it. I think that's why he's getting flack on it, because that is this Halloween. You can understand this was a rated R horror movie. You can pretty much run with that and do what you want, which he darkened it up quite a bit. Can't get away with that with the Munsters, I don't think. I mean, I'll be impressed if he does something that's cool, but I do think this is going to be aimed at more mainstream. I don't know if he'll deliver on it. I don't know if he's capable of delivering like that, but we will see. Could be, imagine your Munsters like this.
You can sit on my pole right now, bitch.
Yeah, I couldn't see Herman saying that to, you know, Lily. I just couldn't. No, no. Couldn't. Actually, if it was a Rob Zombie movie, it would be Grandpa saying it to Lily.
Oh, Jesus.
That's how fucked up it would be. Y'all! All right. So, Patricia mentions that Zachary Quinto is from around her way. Tyrone thinks the Munsters reboot will be sweet. I hope so. I hope so. Okay? I doubt it, but I hope so. Purple Goth says, wasn't there one Munsters with Eddie Izzard as Grandpa, or am I thinking of a different show?
Yeah, they did something called 1313 Mockingbird Lane or something. And did it ever make it to the screen, though?
I'm trying to think.
I don't.
It was a
mock. I love Eddie Izzard.
So I remember the.
I think that's you know what? I think the pilot's floating around out there, and it didn't get beyond the pilot.
Maybe that was it.
I don't know.
I'll look into it.
Here's another one, okay? I think this came out, I want to say, 93, 94, just based on my age. It was a made-for-TV movie, came out on Fox. I showed it Halloween night. It was an updated version of The Munsters. And even as a kid, I thought the movie was fucking terrible. I loved The Munsters then. It was fucking awful. So it cannot be any worse than that.
Maybe that's the one she was talking about.
It's possible. Like I said, it was like a made-for-TV movie. One little spinoff. I guess maybe if it's successful, they would have rebooted it on Fox. I
don't
know.
93 or 94, though, I don't see Eddie Izzard being attached to something, a project like that, though. Maybe in the like early 2000s and on, he would have been, but.
Yeah, I got a preview right here.
I don't remember the movie. I just remember not liking it.
Mockingbird Lane, Munsters Reboot, preview. This was like 9 years ago.
Okay.
The Munsters getting a fresh reboot, August 27th, 2017.
Was that, does it have anything to do with Eddie Izzard? Is that the one?
Munsters at NBC. Hold on a second. This is like 2017 now. Seth Meyers.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Yeah, this doesn't say. It just says they're going to reboot it.
Okay. Well, there's a little bit of info for you, hopefully.
I'll dig deeper and find anything with Eddie Izzard. Yeah. I do remember that.
Dave says Munsters is going to be crazy violent. I think so as well, which doesn't fit the mold of the show. We'll see. Zeke says, zombies still better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well,
I really don't, because I'm not sure.
I understand the people being resistant to it, but, you know, it's coming whether we like it or not. So let's see what he's got.
Right. Patricia says, I don't like Sherry Moon either. I find her annoying. Exactly. And James says, I wouldn't mind if Zombie did animation again, since I like the haunted world of El Super Bisto.
That was good.
There you go. Dylan says, there's a thrift shop in Lawrence called 1313 Mockingbird Lane that Butch Patrick showed up to for the grand opening. Interesting.
Nice.
Dude, Butch Patrick, man, I swear, this motherfucker makes the rounds.
Yeah.
He, man, he'll go to any fucking store opening you want.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And my dumbass has still never actually met him.
Purple Goth says, isn't there like 4 to 6 Munsters films? And thanks for looking.
There's a few. Munster Go Home. That's the one I really... But there's some ones that they did. There's a few. I think there's a few.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly how many, but...
I'd have to look through my box set, which does not include the 90s version made for TV movie that I watched.
Patricia says, doing her first podcast appearance next week, any tips? Be yourself and don't let somebody get away with changing your opinion about something on a certain topic while you stand by your convictions.
Just be fantastic, darling.
Yeah, what? Damn it, Broomsticks and Bloodbaths or something like that. Tell us again what it is and where it is, where we can catch it next week.
Right.
It better not be Monday at 8 o'clock.
That would be different.
All right. Tips. Here's a personal tip for me that I still haven't gotten over. If you guys notice, when I get really excited about something, my brain moves faster than my mouth, and I become mumble-mouthed. I have to kind of stop and reset. Try to actually be self-conscious of it. Unlike me, where I just let it go, then I, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, do this again.
And then either Ziggy or I have to edit it out.
Yes.
My advice to you is make sure that you go in with the freshest possible breath.
The fresh maker.
And you'll do fine then. Come on, man.
That fit. She does say it's not live. It's Bloodbaths and Boomsticks, which fits what you just posted. Let us know. Send us the link whenever you get that recorded and posted.
Yeah, we'll share it.
She also says her opinion won't change. Very good. That's the main thing. So, all right. Should we wrap this up, guys? We've been kind of killing time for the last 35 minutes.
I see you, last 2 weeks we had guests in here and it eaten up all the time. So we didn't have, we could quickly go through the list. We quickly went through the list today and it's 9:30. We're tapped out. We got nothing.
Well, before we wrap it up, I got to give Zag his props from the person. I know she's the one that asked you to do it. So Purple Goth says, hi, Evil Dead, rock on. And Patricia, no Summer's Eve.
No Summer's Eve this week.
I was thinking about making the Evil Dead Summer's Eve commercial.
I got an idea for something that I'll share with you off the air because I think it will be funny. For another commercial, another product.
Well, Chris says, this is for Patricia, I think. Don't go in and turn the whole thing into an insane conspiracy theory clusterfuck and waste 6 hours of the host's time. Speaking from personal experience, you'll be fine. If you guys ever get to talk to Chris, that is a fascinating story about him sitting there for so long, and you had to wait for that guy to show up too. Wasn't he late? And then, good God, I would have killed somebody. Oh man,
what?
He's hesitant.
Dave says, "Do the Friday the 13th Summer's Eve for my buddy."
I don't know if that's in here.
Man,
it's not.
I think we might have deleted it.
I want to get it here next week. We'll have it.
Anybody watching now? Out of curiosity.
Has he subscribed?
Oh, man. You working on it?
I don't know, man.
Has he subscribed? That's fine.
Speaking of,
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's back by popular demand because it didn't take nearly as long to upload as I thought. Lorena's not here, so sorry, Patricia.
But here you go, Dave.
Still funny.
Change often. Food odors cling to clothing. If you're a woman, don't use perfume. And keep clean during your menstrual cycle.
I'm dreaming of summer, cool breezes, fresh air. When I want that feeling, summer's eve takes me there. It's clean, fresh feeling, keeps the good times on my mind.
Summer's eve
brings back freshness anytime.
Bring back the fresh, cool, clean feeling of summer anytime with Summer's Eve.
It's clean, fresh feeling, keeps the good times on my mind.
Summer's Eve
brings back freshness anytime.
That still makes me laugh. I'm sorry.
God damn it. Let's wrap this up. Oh, wait. Hold on. Maybe E.T. would awaken some power he didn't know he had when backed against the wall by Michael Myers. That's a theory. But I don't know. That was an hour ago when we were talking about that. Patricia says, much fresher. That's great. And Attack Now says, been down all day with severe constipation. Sorry to hear that.
Things are flowing again. And no reference at all to Summer Eve people. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Well, hey, if you enjoyed the show, please don't forget to subscribe. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Twitch. And, of course, YouTube. Visit our store at deathcursesociety.com. Look at our podcast all over the place. Thanks one more time to our final girls and guys, Chris, Lorena, Christy, Luke, and Tyrone. Yeah, Ziggy's got one of the hats right there. Looks pretty good in real life.
Very nice.
Yeah. And, yeah, become a member if you can. We'd appreciate it, and all I got.
I'm ready for you this time, man. Shit. I was ready for the bit.
What?
You know, final.
Okay, fine. All right, so if you want to become a member, you can become a camp counselor for only $3 a month. You can become a Crazy Ralph for $10 a month, or you can become a final girl and guy for only $25 a month. And all of those is spelled out on the website. You figure out, you see what we give you, what kind of perks we got. We're going to start working on a couple of the big ones here in just a couple of weeks. So not sure exactly when we're going to do that, but we got to work on that real soon.
Game changer. So,
all right. Thank you guys for watching. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, man. Been fun. It's always fun, and there's more fun to come. We've got more live guests coming up in a couple of weeks, so hang out, man. This shit. Glad you're coming every week. Keep coming back, and who knows what the fuck we're going to say next.
Yeah. And tell your friends.
The more the merrier, and I like how Zach said, we don't know what we're going to say next. Well, I fucking know what I'm going to say next. Don't get sick. Wash your dick. And I'm going to cut the other part out because you guys had to suffer through that Summer's Eve commercial for the 1,000th time. So thank you for joining us for this edition of Monday Maniacs. Again, we got new content coming on our YouTube channel in the next few days. Stay on the lookout for that. And, top five monsters next week. That's a broad fucking spectrum, boys. Should be
interesting. Here's my number six for next week already.
Oh, that's so funny. I forgot to laugh.
Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, God.
Man, we fucked up. So anyway, for Red Crank, Zigzag, I'm the Colonel. Till next time, stay cursed. Woo!
Woo! Yeah!